We were interested in discovering how it is that we know that there's an Isser Hana'ah when it comes to chametz. According to Chizkiya, we learned it out from the diuk of Lo Ye'achel. So Lo Ye'achel, the passive, adds this. However, we found that Rabbi Abu's shita was that any lashon of achila itself is automatically inclusive of Isser Hana'ah. We learned that out from the Parsha of Nevela. The only problem is that if you learn, as Rabbi Yehuda does, that Nevela, the reason that we're given the halachas of giving it to a ger, or selling it to a nochri, is because that's the only thing that the Torah is marking. Obviously, we can't derive from there this general halacha. So therefore, the Gemara said, you'll have to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we learned it out from Trefa. Because by Trefa, the Torah tells us, Lakela Peshlechunato, even though you'd think that would be enough, Lakela Peshlechunato, but if I hadn't told you, like, then indeed it would have been Asur Bana'ah. That's not the diak, as we pointed out yesterday. The diak is from the word Oto. Tashikun Oto. Oto ata mashlich lakelev. This is the top of Chav Beit Amir Alim. Oto ata mashlich lakelev. V'hi ata mashlich lakelev kol ha'isurin shebatorah. So we're being bedayak from Oto that there's normally an Isur Hana'ah on Isurei Achila. Now, the reason that we needed the Oto, we said yesterday, according to Rashi, is because I might have thought that the reason that it says Akel Tashlichunoto is because we must give it to a keller. Because of the mitzvah of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Sachar Kol Birya. And it's not coming to tell me a heter hana'ah. On the contrary, it's coming to tell me a chiyuv of how it is that I should use this for dog. Therefore, I need the diuk from Oto. Now, there's another way of learning that, which is the way that Tosis learns. And that is, it's actually the Reeve from Orleans. Since Orleans is big in the news this year, we should give it, well, it's the new one, but we should give him at least his little bit of a historical piece. So the Rimi Orleans learns that the reason that we need Oto is because Boser Basada Trefa, and it's important for the continuation of the Sugi, even according to Rashi, Boser Basada Trefa, you will recall from Chulin, I hope, is inclusive of anything that is Yotze Chutzul Nechitzato. So let's say you have an animal of Kodesh that was Yotze from the Azora, from Yerushalayim, whatever its Mechitza was. It becomes Asur as a Trefa. Let's say you have an animal that had its mother shechted while one of its limbs was already born. The rest of it is still in the uterus. That boser is yotze chutz l'mechitzoso and has a din of a treifa. It concludes, in other words, a broad spectrum of isuri. Therefore, according to the reason that it says the oto is to deal gufa with this thing, I would have asered also a yad of an uber or of kutchin that were yotze mechutz l'mechitzato and so on. Because I would have said, look, if kachin indeed is asur b'ana'ah, so then there would be the same thing of all types of basar yotze b'chutz l'mechitzato. Therefore, I need over here oto to tell me other isurim. But otherwise, I would have applied a dafka to isurim that are included within the dinam of treifa itself. So I need two diukim, according to Rimi Orleans. The reason that it's important to bring this up is because of the Gemara's next line. Asks the Gemara, and according to Rabbi Meir, what's the point of oto? Since according to Rabbi Meir, I already know that kol yisurim sheba Torah, the yisur of lo tochal or lo tochlu, would be inclusive of yisurei hana'ah. So what does he do with this? He says, oto atamashlich lakelev. V'i atamashlich lakelev chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. Now you'll think for a moment that this has fallen down from the sky. What does chulin shenishchatu ba'azara have to do with the price of eggs and onions? Everything, you see. Because now that we understand that baser basadet trefa includes any meat outside of its mechitza, the inverse is chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara is not supposed to be in within this mechitza. It's supposed to be kept out. Now it's shechted inside of the Beit HaMikdash where it doesn't belong. So it's the inverse of baser basadet trefa. Therefore, comes along the pasuk to say that you might think that chulin shenishchatu ba'azara would be also included in this heter, kamashkul, and that no, it's indeed a surbana. Comes along now the pasuk to add, alibid Rabbi Meir, a whole new chiddush, which I wouldn't have known. I don't have any mocker other than this pasuk for the din of chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, because it never says beferush an iser achila on chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he needs the oto to tell me only this case of treifa and not other iser shebat Torah, how does he know the iser hana'ah on chulin shenishchatu ba'azara? Truth is, he doesn't. And he argues, and he says, there's no such thing. The ida chulin shenishchatu ba'azara lav diorayta. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara is not an iser diorayta. According to Tosfos, not at all. According to Rashi, not bahana'ah. And the only reason it's asur ba'ana'a is because we're afraid that if people see you taking out chulin from the azorah that had projected there, and then being deriving benefit from it, they would think that you're deriving benefit from tzuli ha-mukdashim. And they would think that tzuli ha-mukdashim is also kosher for benefit, kamashvalan. Therefore, I mean, we make a gzera to make certain that that doesn't take place. But Irachinami, there's certainly no issur d'oraita on hana'a and according to us, even on achila.
Right, there is an issur doing it.
That's something else.
Berichuk
mokom at mokom at hashochet. We're medayik it from. As far as an isra achila isra na, that we don't have a mokom. Okay, so now we have three different mikorot for the isser of hana'a. One is the original one that we had, Chizkia, with lo ye'achel. So the construction of the passive makes it anything that would lead to isra hana'a. Then we had the halacha that every lo yochal is an isra hana'a, in which we have a machlokas, how we know that, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we would know that from the fact that the Torah said what to do with the nevela. Mashma, that if I don't tell you specifically what you could do, that you can't do anything, it's asur b'hana'a. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, I learned from the fact that the Torah said the kelev tashlichon oto when it comes to treifa. It says in the Torah not to eat the gid hanasheh. It doesn't say anything about being nene. But according to what it is that we have said, that should include an isur hana'a as well. Utznan, and nonetheless, the Braita says, Sholeach Adam Yerech Lenochri, the gid hanasheh betocholi. We have much more comfortable seating. Let's open this. That a person is allowed to send a piece of meat to a goy that includes the gid hanasheh in it, without concern that he's going to resell it to a Jew, because mekomo nikar, people can see whether the gid has been removed or not. Now the problem is that if it's asur ba'ana'a, how is it that it's mutter to send this as a gift? Must be that it's mutar ba'ana'a. Now according to Chizkiah, this works out fine, because that doesn't say lo ye'achel, it just says lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. But according to the other approaches here that were based on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, how then do we know that it's mutar? Rabbi Avu's approaches, I'll leave these two bandyon. How do we know that it's mutar ba'ana'a? Because some Rabbi Avu shitis kishuhutran nevela hi vechelba vegida hutra. Says Rabbi Avu, look, didn't the Torah say that if you have a nevela, you can sell it to a goy, or you can give it to a ger? Didn't say anything about taking out the gid hanasheh from that nevela. So apparently, all elements of the nevela became mutar ba'ana'a. Is there chelav in a nevela? Yeah, mutar ba'ana'a. Is there a gid in a nevela? Yes, mutar ba'ana'a. So from there we see that those things indeed are mutarim ba'ana'a. Wait a minute. That's only if a gid hanasheh is part of the nevela. What defines that? Well, would it be usher to eat a gid hanasheh because of the isra of nevela as well? And what does that depend on? Whether it's considered to be food. That we had a machloket in chulin, whether yesh begidin benotein tam, is it considered to be edible, or is it etzu, except a Torah sarta? Actually, from any point of view, it wouldn't be viewed as edible. It's a piece of wood. Normally, you'd be allowed to eat it. Even if it came from a chazer, you'd be allowed to eat it. But the Torah says, it's like eating your pigskin wallet. You're allowed to eat your pigskin wallet, or your pigskin boots. Absolutely. All the old hobos did that, even if you were trans. No problem. So, except that the Torah said, despite the fact that this is AIDS, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, so then it has nothing to do with the nevela, because the nevela didn't have a chance anyway of affecting it. What do you mean? Kishu hutra. Therefore, says the Gemara, hey, nechal man b'yamar yesh b'gidim enotetam. Very good. I'm willing to accept that argument if you hold yesh b'gidim benotein tam, and therefore the gid is part of the nevela. El alaman b'yamar. What are you going to say if you hold that anyway the gid wouldn't have been included in the nevela because it doesn't have any tam? Then where do you see that the Torah was matir? It should be asur b'hana'a. This seems to be a riot to Chizkiah, that not every don't eat means don't eat and don't be nene. Oh, very nice. Actually, you just proved my contention. Because take a look at this. You think it's a coincidence? Man shamat le diomar ein beginin menotein tam. Who is the man diomar indeed who holds ein beginin menotein tam? That happens to be Rabbi Shimon. Titania ochem gid hanasheh shel behemah tmeiya. If you would eat the gid hanasheh from an unkosher animal. Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, you'll be chayev both for the gid and for the achila, the treifan, the non-kosher animal. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, actually, you'd only be chayev for the gid hanasheh, but you would not be chayev for eating a non-kosher animal. The truth is, he holds that there's no isur in gid hanasheh either in a non-kosher animal. So you wouldn't be chayev at all, but what's important to us is that Rabbi Shimon obviously holds, ein begidim enotein tam. And indeed, because of that, Rabbi Shimon, in fact, asurs b'hana'ah. says Rabbi Abu. Now, why do you think that's true? Because the only reason to be matir to Gid Ba'ana'ah was because of the Heter Nevela. Since, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Heter Nevela because there never was an Isser Nevela, so that means the Torah was never Megala, that there's a Heter, which proves that not given a Heter, you're left with an Isser. That's my Shita. So it works out perfectly, because it happens to be that Rabbi Shimon Alkinami, Asar Ba'ana'ah, where do I know that from the Tanya? Gidan Hashem Utar Ba'ana'ah, Divi Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Yesh Begidim Benotin Tam, and, not coincidentally, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Ein Begidim Benotin Tam, indeed says that it would be Asur Ba'ana'ah, because, as I've pointed out, he doesn't have the heter of Ana'ah, Nevela, applying to a Gid. Therefore, you've just proven, not only haven't you made my life more difficult, you've shown a very strong correlation between the Netinat Tam and the Yisra Ana'ah, which is exactly what I claimed all along. Okay, well, what about the case of Dan?
Automatically assumes Nevela.
No, kosher meat.
Kosher meat.
Yeah. The heter of Nevela is the theoretical heter. Since the Torah says that a Nevela, inclusive of its Gid, can be given to a Nachri, no, why? Forget about the Nevela element. Not that this particular case is a Nevela. How about Dam? The Torah says, Kol Nefesh Michem, if you hear the Lashon of the Dam, is that Kol Nefesh Michem Lo Tochal Dam. Now, according to Rabbi Avu, the Tochal is also Mashma, what according to Chizkiah, Lo Teachel would mean. Asur Ba'ana'ah. And yet, it says b'feirush that elu ve'elu mitarvim ve'ama ve'yotzim l'nachal kidron v'nimkarim l'gananim l'zevel. That both of the types of domim, that you have either the leftovers of the dam ha'chata'ot that were brought bifnim, they're poured out onto the edge of the mizbeach hachitza, or normal dam of ha'chatas, is nimkar. It's sold to gardeners for fertilizer. Why is it sold to gardeners for fertilizer? Because it's mutar ba'ana'ah, obviously. Thank you very much. How else would you be allowed to use it for fertilizer? So you see, now it says mo'alimbo, but that doesn't mean really mo'alimbo, obviously, because if really mo'alimbo, we couldn't sell it for fertilizer. But it means that the chachomim asert taking this blood without paying hekdesh. That's all that it means. So it's a takana derabbanan, it should be like a din me'ila, it's like stealing from hekdesh. But in any event, it remains mutar ba'ana'ah. How do you explain that? If it says you're not allowed to eat blood, it should mean you're not allowed to be ne'eneh from blood. Hmm? No, that's different. Shani dam de'it kishlamayim. I mean, look, blood, the Torah compares to water. It says, lo tochlenu, ala aretz tishpachenu kemayim. Why is it comparing it to water? To tell me that, look, just like water, there's never an isra on an water. So, mayim mutarim. Abdam mutar, because water is, by definition, the most mutar thing in the world, isn't it? I mean, of course, nowadays we need a hetcher on Mayedan and so on, but it used to be that people thought water was kosher. So, if dam is compared to water, so then everything should be fine. Of course, I'm sure you're wondering, but Dam Kachin is not compared to water particularly. But we said before that only Dam Chur is compared to water, because Dam Kachin can't be poured out like water. So Tosfos asks this Kasha, and he says, look, it's really irrelevant. Because what we're dealing with over here is the general nature of Dam, not particularly this Dam or that Dam. The fact that Dam Chulin is compared to water means the general Yisra of Achilas Dam is an Yisra Achila, not an Yisra Hana'ah. Says the Gemara, wait, there is non-kosher water. Maybe the Torah is comparing it to pouring it out like non-kosher water. What water is non-kosher? Maybe it's referring to the water that's poured out on the Mizbeach. The water that's poured out on the Mizbeach is indeed Kodesh. You're not allowed to. Remember, Kagasu Kodesh, right? You took on right? So maybe it means Mayim Amit Naspim Magabeya Mizbeach? Says Rabbi Abu, come on. I mean, when it says water, it means water like means regular water, you know, the kind of stuff that comes out when you open the beres. I mean, Rove Mayim. You say Rove Mayim, I mean, they Rove Mayim Ksiv. I don't know. In my Bible, it doesn't say like most water. It says like water that you pour out on the ground. And maybe that means specially this kind of water. Elam Ravashi, okay, fine. But it does say water that you spill. Nishpachim means to spill. And mitnatschim is not to spill, it's to libate. So therefore, you got to use your words correctly. And it can't be referring to libations. So kamayim anishpachim, lo kamayim anisachim. Okay, maybe it means water that you spill out in front of an avodah zarah, which of course makes it usher, because now it's takrovet akum. So maybe that's what it means. Lo tochlenu anishpachim, like the kind of water that is spilled out in the zotzer bana. Might mean that. No, because that is also libation. That's not spilling. The Torah calls water spilled to avodah zarah is called nisuch. As we see from the pasuk, yishtu yein nisichav, referring to avodah zarah over there. Now, all of this is very nice. Aliba Rabbi Avu, who needs a limbo to tell me that there's a heter of hana'a in dam, because after all it says don't eat dam, and that normally would mean don't drink dam. Don't be nene from dam. But according to Chizkiah, don't eat dam doesn't mean don't be nene from dam. So according to him, what do we need this whole comparison to mayim for? That's for a whole different thing, which we know already. Of course, Rabbi Baraba, Yom Rabbi Baraba, Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Ladam Kodashim, Sheino Mavshir, Shenema Lotochleno, Ala Arts, Ishbechenu Kamayim. How do we know Dam Karshim that falls on food does not make that food yet ready to be Makabal Tuma from the halacha of this pasuk? It's only Mayim type Dam. So Dam Shenishbech Kamayim Makshir, but Dam Karshim, which by definition is collected and not spilled out, so according to Chizkiah, this is also not a problem. Okay, how about Eiver Min Achai? By Eiver Min Achai, it says the lashon of Lo Tochal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. Now, according to Rabbi Abu, that should mean that it's Asur B'Hana'a. According to Chizkiah, it should only be Asur B'Achila. V'tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, Minayin Shelo Yoshit Adam Kos Yayin LeNazir V'Eiver Min Achai Livnei Noach. How do I know that it is improper for Usser to hand a cup of wine to a Nazir, or to give Avram and Achai to a non-Jew, who is Usser, is one of his Sheva Mitzvahs, but they know how. Your being Makshil, a non-Jew, is Usser, just like being Makshil, a Jew. Talmud lo malif nei iver lo titein michshol. Okay, very nice. How about giving the same Avram and Achai to a dog? That doesn't say that's Usser. The only Isser is lifnei iver. The dog's not going to be over on any Isserim. So that means that if I want to give dog food from Avram and Achai, I'm allowed to. Which means that Avram and Achai is mutar b'hana'a. But according to Rabbi Ahu, Avram and Achai should be asur b'hana'a, because it says not to eat it. And not to eat it means don't be nene from it. So how do you explain the fact that I can use it as dog food? Answers the Gemara. We have a special pasuk to tell me that. This is what Rabbi Abu would say. Of course, then we're going to have to explain what does Chizkiah do with that special limud, since according to him, it's unnecessary. But according to Rabbi Abu, Shine Avram and Achai, the Itkish Ladam. The Torah goes out of its way to compare Avram and Achai to Dam. And we know by the Dam, we just proved that the Dam is Nishpach Kamayim. So since it says, Rak Chazak, Livotia Kol Adam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, and continues, V'lo Tochal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. So that means, V'lo Tochal HaNefesh Im HaBasar, which is Avram and Achai, is the same as Adam Hu HaNefesh, don't eat Dam. Just like Dam is Mutar Bana'a, so too Avram and Achai is Mutar Bana'a. So wait a minute, it's according to Chizkiah. Chizkiah doesn't need that hekdesh. How does he explain the Torah is putting into one pasuk Dan and Avram and Achai? There's no relationship between them. So why then is it necessary, since according to Chizkiah, I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's mutar b'ana'a? On the contrary, I never would have thought that it's asur b'ana'a in the first place. So lamai hilchata itkish Avram and Achai l'dan? Why did we need to compare Avram and Achai to Dan? Said Chizkiah, we didn't. Actually, what we needed to do was compare Dan to Avram and Achai for all different reasons. Chizkiah would tell you, Amalachat Dam, Uditkish Avram and Achai, not Avram and Achai compared to Dam. And what is it telling me? That Ma Avram and Achai Asur, Ab Dam Min Achai Asur. There is an Isser of taking and eating Dam Min Achai, even though it's not Dam Chalalim. What would be Dam Min Achai? That would be Dam Hakazah. Dam Hakazah is where you do a bloodletting for an animal to lower its blood pressure. And now that blood is not Dam Chalalim, but it's still Dam that is Nefesh. And therefore it's considered to be the same as Dam Hakazah. Nefesh Yotzapo is considered to be the same as the regular Isser Dam. Doesn't mean it's comparing it to Avram and Achai Isser, but it means that just like Avram and Achai is Osir when it is Nefesh, so to Dam is Osir with what it's Osir, namely Dam, because it's the same Nefesh. Okay, another problem. This one is a problem on both of them, both on Chizkiah and on Rabbi Abu. Because by Shor HaNiskal, Shor HaNiskal, the Lashon of the Torah is, Sako Yisakel HaShor V'lo Ye'achel Et Bisarna Ye'achel, according to Chizkiah, also should mean an Isser Hana'a. Question is, why does the Torah say not to eat the meat? V'lo Ye'achel Et Bisarna. Unless I heard, if you take a shor and you stone it, you can't eat its meat anyway. So, I mean, don't I know any of the Ashina Ve'lah? I stoned the shor, it's going to be Otzer to eat when the Ve'lah Tzorah V'achilah. Ma Talmud Omar Lo Ye'achel. Why then does it say Lo Ye'achel? Magid Lecha HaKatuv She'im Shachato Le'achar She'nigmar Et Dino Asur. Suppose the guy who owns the shor is very smart. Bezdin is about to take his shor out to be sokel it, and he says, "The heck you say!" Grabs a little sakin that he has in his inside pocket and checks it on the spot. Ah, now do me something. So now the meat should be mutter. Comes along the Torah to tell me that no, the meat remains usher irrelevant to us, whether it's nevela or not. Now here's our problem. Here the writer continues on to say, and how do I know that I'm not even allowed to sell that meat and derive benefit from it? Now, the answer to that, of course, I know. According to Chizkiya, I think it's because it says lo teachel, lo yeachel, instead of saying lo yochal. And according to Rabbi Abu, it's also because it says lo yochal. Even if it had said lo yochal, it would have been fine. Koshkin, it says lo yeachel. So what's the problem? Why is the Brayta asking, how do we know it? The worst part is that the Brayta gives a different basis for how we know it. Talmud Omar, Upal Hashor Naki. Therefore comes to tell me, the owner of the shor, once we kill the shor, will be free and clear. Free and clear, my master. How does free and clear mean not able to have ana'a? Says Shimon ben Zoma, ki adam shomer lecha veiro, yatza ploni naki minechasav, ve'in lo behem ana'a shel klum. It's like we use an expression nowadays. Yeah, he done plumb cleared out, meaning he's got nothing left. So he's cleaned out. He's cleaned out all right. Cleaned out and not having any money. So that doesn't mean that he's clean mitzad adin. It means that he can't derive any benefit. You know, that was in the Haftarah, by the way. Doesn't mean I won't cleanse you, means I won't destroy you. There'll be problems, but at least I won't wipe you out. So naki can be used for wiping you out.
Why can't you blow your
yochel? No, that's the question. So you see, that's what we're about to ask. So in other words, it's only because we have this new special drasha that the Baal HaShor is naki and can't get any ana. But from the lashon of lo yeachel, I never would have known an Isra ana. I only would have known an Isra achila. So that's problematic both for Chizkiya and for Abu. How are you going to explain this? So Isra achila mashma only, but Isra ana lo mashma.
No, says the Gemara.
Actually, le'olam, lo yeachel was mashma both Isra achila and Isra ana. When it says Baal HaShor Naki, it's not referring to the meat of the shor, it's referring to the skin of the shor. Suppose the guy says, all right, you did me in, but at least give me the skin, and I can sell that to the tannery. No, comes along the Torah to say, Naki, you're clean out of this. You don't get any hana whatsoever. Even though it said before, lo yachal bisaro, so the guy is claiming it's only bisaro that's a problem, but the or is okay. No, the or is also not okay. For that, I need another person. Because after all, the Torah only stressed bisaro, but oro lo, there should be no isur ana'a on the or. Even on the or, there's a problem. Now wait, there is another problem, though. That is that there's a whole different approach to Baal HaShor Naki, which is that Baal HaShor Naki means exactly what you think it means, namely that having been mekayim the mitzvah of skila on the shore, there is no further judicial responsibilities on the owner. There are two shitot that learn that the meaning of Baal HaShor Naki is without it, I might have thought that because of the murder that his shor committed, he's responsible to pay kofar. So you'll say, but it's a tam? Fine, so I'll pay chatzi kofar, just like I'm going to pay chatzi nezek. How do I know there's no chiyuv of kofar at all on a tam? So I would have understood the whole din of the three times as being full kofar. But I would have said it, same with chatzi nezek, maybe there's a chatzi kofar on a tam. Gomash malan baal achor naki, meaning naki from chatzi kofar. There's also another issue. Suppose the victim of the attack was a pregnant woman. Where over there, there's normally a responsibility of paying for d'mei v'ladot, so that perhaps there's a din of d'mei v'ladot even on your shor. Kamash v'lon balashor naki, that there is no responsibility for paying for d'mei v'ladot. Okay, but in any event, according to both those man d'yomrim, there would be no additional pasuk of balashor naki to tell me the din of isur hana'a. So what did they do with this or business? According to them, the or ought to be mutar b'hana'a, and yet we know of no such shita that holds that or is mutar b'hana'a. So asks the Gemara, how about the hanach tanoi demafkele la'ayik rola drosha achrina? How about the other tanaim who use the Baal HaShor Naki for a whole other drosha, namely to tell me that there's a p'tur on chatzi kofar, or to tell me that there's a p'tur for d'mei v'ladot? How did they know the Yisur Hana'at Oro? Minalohu? And says the Gemara, they learned that out from the word et. Because when it says et bisaro, just like we learned when it came to being tovel in the mikveh, that et bisaro means you got to get your hair under the water, and that's how we knew there's a bit of chatzitza by hair. Et bisaro on the shore means its skin has the same thing as the basar. So if the basar is asur b'ana'a, then the or is asur b'ana'a. I don't need a separate basar to tell me that there's an Yisur Hana'a on the or. Oh, you know, that's a darn good point. So why do we need the extra pasuk? Why don't we like the et? Asks the Gemara, if that's the case, they learned out from Eidach, how about everybody else that we said needs the pasuk for Bala Shor Nakita told me that? Ah, that's because of the famous problem with Et. Not everybody agrees to Et. Why don't we agree to Et? Because of the incredible historic moment, which rings throughout all the generations, of Shimon HaAmsuni. It's absolutely one of the most marvelous moments in history. It's one of the most moving things imaginable. Man spent his whole life, either Shimon HaAmsuni or Nechemiah HaAmsuni, and he was Dorish every single Et in the Torah, until he got up, unfortunately, to the Pasuk of Et Hashem Elokecha Tira. Oh my God, you have to wait till he gets into Dvarim for this. But what it said in Bereishis, he could have saved himself 40 years. Okay, but anyway, he hits Et Hashem Elokecha Tira in Dvarim. He says to himself, this you should know, there are so many Ramazim, this is a story within a story. It has extremely deep elements attached to it. Because Et Hashem Elokecha Tira, if I follow the rules of Et, then I end up, according to Shimon HaAmsuni, with idolatry. Because the whole point of idolatry is to believe that there's an et to Hashem Elokecha. In other words, as the Rambam defines the issue, the whole point of idolatry originally was not a belief that there was no monotheistic God, but rather that there was an et to monotheism. Meaning that in the same way that the way he puts it is the same way that a king as a prime minister and views it as his own honor to honor the prime minister, so too would all elements in the world that serve as conduits for the power of spirituality, they too are worthy of honor. And if one sings an ode to the moon, not like those Jews that go out there and dance, but just sing an ode to the moon, that's a big thing. It's brought in a Shulchan Aruch. That's the whole idea of why we say Aleinu afterward, is to make sure that people don't mistake. Yeah, no, that's a real issue. So the whole idea of Avodah Zarah stemmed from believing that there could be an et to Hashem Elokecha. Comes Shimon HaAmsuni to et Hashem Elokecha. Oh my God. Obviously, et does not mean what I thought it meant. I thought et meant secondary to, subsidiary with, whatever. It can't mean that. It's just some kind of weird preposition. It has no meaning at all. Eliminated completely, indeed. A lot of other subsidiary elements would then be eliminated. Perhaps life would have been easier. In any event, as a lesson to the nature of Avodah Zarah, since Hilchot Akum refers to Akum's razor, comes along now Shimon HaAmsuni, and he strips away every yet that he ever did his whole life, because the nature of Avodah Zarah is to believe in what you are already committed to. I don't have such commitment. But you see, a beautiful remnant. I find there can't be an et. If it can't be an et, I'm changing my mind on every et I ever dash. Say his talmid at the Rebbe. This is terrible. Look at all of those etim marching across the years, waving flags in the rakia for Shimon HaAmsuni. What's going to happen to them now? This is like not clapping your hands when Tinkerbell is sick. It's a disaster. So he said, no problem at all. The same way, which now becomes not only sachar laprisha for the actual intellectual honesty of turning my back on everything that I've been working on, but it means Schar LaPrisham being perished from Avodas Kochavim. Double stuff. Because I refuse to make any compromises with it. The further diyuk from here that rings through the centuries, which is beautiful, is that indeed it is just as difficult, and therefore you get just as much Schar to change your mind as to have said it in the first place. So even though he only changed his mind once, but changing his mind on all of those children are basically the equivalent of the drushes in the first place. Thank you, shame. Otherwise, it's not an answer. Stop eating and saying you've wasted your whole life. You're telling me you did one great act of intellectual honesty? What do you mean, you shame? See, now you get Sakhar for one, you lost Sakhar for 3,792. No, it's the same Sakhar. Every one of those was hell. I'm going through the same hell now, so on the contrary. So now I get double stuff.
Yeah.
Every one of them. No, but it's the pain is a pain that is equivalent to all together. Okay, so you pay your Akum price. That could be. Assuming, they were asking what's going to be. The question is what their time was, but even what's going to be. Are you worried about Tinkerbell? Or are you worried about your star for creating Tinkerbell? Mr. Klaus is a different issue. Okay, fine. We'll worry about that in our review. Not fast review. Review in Olam Haba. They say you have forever to review. That's what we need. A daf yomi in infinity. Who's going to say I'm going over time? I dare you. Go ahead.
That's not like he's working for Star.
Yeah. Anyway, beautiful, beautiful story. But it turns out that according to Shimon HaAmsuni, forget about it. If you forget about it, how do you know or is mutter bana'a? Only from Bala Shor Nakina. And this, of course, was only until Rabbi Akiva came along. Rabbi Akiva argues on Shimon HaMsuni, and therefore, according to him, we don't need the Baal HaShor Naki to tell me about the Or, and instead we use Baal HaShor Naki to tell me Chatzi Kofer, that you're Potter, or that you're Potter from Be'evadot. What was Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush? Et Hashem Elokecha Tirah, the Rabot Talmidei Chachamim, which then became embedded in the Mishnah Avot, as Rashi points out, that the Mora Ravka Kamora Shamayim is based on this halacha. Next question. Hare Orla. Rachmana Amar. The Torah says like this. It uses the Lashon three times. It repeats in one pasuk Orla. It says, Va'aralten Orlato et Piryo Shalosh Shanim Yelachem Arelim Lo Ye'achel. So here we've got another example that works for Chizkiya and works for Rabbi Abu. The meaning of Lo Ye'achel would be, you cannot derive benefit from it, right? Okay. Now the problem is, V'tanya Arelim Lo Ye'achel. Eim Le'ela Yitzer Achila. Whoops. There's a problem. If it says this, I would think only in Yitzer Achila, which is not true. Not true, Alibet of Chizkiya, not true, Alibet of Rabbi Abu. I know already Yitzer Hana'ah. And yet, the Braita denies this. And it says, Minayin Shelo Yehaneh Mimenu. How do I know I cannot derive any benefit? How do I know Shelo Yitzbabo? How do I know I can't use Orla for Zai, and dye a coat with fruit of Orla? Or how do I know Lo Yadligbo at Amer? How do I know I'm not allowed to use it for fuel? Amud Lo Marva Aralterm Orlato Arelim. Since it repeats three times the word Orla, Lo Yeachel L'Rabot Et Kulam. All of them, therefore, are included. Time of the Katav Achmana. So you see, the only way that we know that there's an Isra Hana'a is because the Torah wrote Aralterm Orlato Arelim. Allah, okay, but wouldn't have been for that. Hava Mina would have meant only Yisra Achila Mashma, Yisra Hana'a Lo Mashma. And according to both of you, it should have included Yisra Hana'a as a given because of either the construct of Ye'achel, or because simply the word Achila includes Hana'a. Says the Gemara, Leolam Lo Ye'achel indeed would have been Mashma normally Bein Yisra Achila, Bein Yisra Hana'a. Why then does the Torah have to repeat three words over here to tell me in Yisra Hana'a? Because it says over here, Yelachem Arelim. Yelachem Arelim means, I would have thought, usually the word Lachem means, Lachem Lechol Tzorchechem, which is what we learn out in other cases. So I would have thought the word Lachem is coming to be Matir Hana'a, and telling us, don't apply Lo Ye'achel the way you normally would. Instead, enjoy your Orla, just don't eat it. So therefore comes along the Pesuk, Ketani Kamashmalan, that's not what Lachem means, and it's a Surbana. I said, then why do I need Lachem anyway? I mean, you're making so many complications. You're writing Lachem, and you're saying, but Lachem doesn't mean Lachem. How do I know it doesn't mean Lachem? Because it's Aralten Orlato Arelim. So then what do I need the Lachem for? All you did was complicate my life. So now that it says this, okay, what does Lachem mean? Lachem, Lamali, Lachitatanya. Lachem comes to tell me that L'rabot et hanatua L'rabim, that if you have something that was planted now in the middle of the street, or Tosfos says, no, it certainly doesn't mean in the middle of the street, because I have a different raya for the middle of the street. Natua l'rabim means if you have a public tree, even in the middle of your own personal reshut, in other you have something that serves the public, though it's not in the public reshut. So in the end, we have ribuyim for both. So therefore, it means to include that. For according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means lahotzi et hanatua l'rabim. That's not included in the Yisur Orla. My time to Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama say that it means to include? Because it says unita'atem. When it says unita'atem, that's mashma liyachid mashma. Because what else does it mean? What, you're talking to the whole nation. Don't go out all together holding a natua and plant. Since when does a whole people plant a tree? What is this, tuba of or something? So we're talking about unita'atem to individuals. And then you say in that context, where I only assert Orla to individuals, not to the Rabbim. Therefore, the Torah has to include a word specifically, Lachem, even the Rabbim would be assert, La'avieta natua l'Rabbim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, on the contrary, we are talking about Tuba'av, and in fact, Netatem is Mashu Ben Rabbim Ben Liachid. The word Netatem would have included, no matter whether it's a public tree or a private tree, comes along Lachem. Well, Lachem also means whether it's public or private. True, that's true. Lachem bein liyachi bein rabim is also mashma. But that is a ribui achar ribui. Vein ribui achar ribui, ela lema'et. When the Torah repeats something that would be inclusive of exactly the same thing, it's in fact telling us, don't be so hasty. And therefore, according to him, we're motzi, a tree that is public, from the dinim of Orla. Now I know why I need Lachem. In order to avoid the mistaken implications of Lachem, namely that you're allowed to have ana'ah, comes along, the parent says, and men, when I say Orla, boy, do I mean Orla. Aralten, Orlato, Arelim, any possible thing you could think of. No, burning for fuel. No, dying. First he says, what do I need all separate dying fuel? I mean, once you've established it's Mutar Bana'a, by repeating it once, what's the... What's that?
Esrbano.
By repeating it once, what do I need these additional things about not planting and so on and so forth? Very strange. So he makes an afkamina. What would you say? An afkamina between Isser of burning, Isser of tzviyah, and the Isser of normal hana'ah. Isser of tzviyah could be chazuta v'yalma. That's not called hana'ah. What am I enjoying the way something looks? Next thing you know, I'm not going to be allowed to breathe. I can't look. So I want to enjoy the color. I enjoy the color. As far as burning is concerned, I'm burning it. I'm destroying it. Okay, so Mamela, if it only said one, I would think each one was a lower one. So now I need to have even. I have to go up. Not only a regular ana'ah, but even ana'ah shel kivui, even ana'ah shel chazuta b'yama. It would all be included in the Yisra.
Is this in the core for Kotzer Kula, what the Yisra consists of then?
Not necessarily. It's made on a special pasuk. It's a replay. It's a mad, mad world. Oto ata mashlich v'kelev, vi ata mashlich v'kelev kol yisrim shebatorah. V'Rabbi Meir, oto ata mashlich v'kelev, vi ata mashlich v'kelev chulun shenishlu ba'azora. V'idach, Rabbi Yehuda, chulun shenishlu ba'azora, lav d'oraita. But if Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, are gidano, shenrachman amra, ken lo yochu b'nei yisrat gidana sheh. Utnan shaleach adam yerach lanochri v'gidan hashem betochol mivnei shemekomo nikar kasav Rabbi Avur kishutra nevela hi v'chelba v'gidach hutra ein michel lemandi yomer yesh v'gidim enot in tam lemandi yomer ein v'gidim enot in tam. Where was it ever mutar b'ana'ah michel emeimar? Oh, precisely man shamagon the yomer ein v'gidim enot in tam Rabbi Shimon netanyo from v'gidan hashem shabeim etvei Rabbi Yirayim chayv shtayim Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon, Harchinami Dasar Bahana, the Tanya, Gina Nashem Mutar Banadi Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Shimon Oser. Okay, what about Dan? Rahmanama Kol Nevishmicham Loto Chal Dan. Utlan Elo Velo Mitarvim Ba'ama, Yotzino Nahakidron, Vinim Karim Lagananim, Lazevel, Umoalim Bo, by the way, Barnea, just you should know, Rashi Shita Nahakidron is the same as a Shita about Nahalaitan. It's dry. It means an emek. Shine dam de it kishlamayim. De chtiv lo tochlen olet shpacher kamayim. Ma mayim mutarim avdam mutar. Ve ima kamayim abitnaschim al gabayam isbeya. Omrev yavu, come on, it's just kamayim. It's like regular water. Rov mayim. Mili rov mayim chtiv. El omrevashi kamayim anishpachim. Ve lo kamayim anisachim. So maybe it means mayim anishpachim with ne'avu dazara. That's also called mayim abitnaschim. Okay, what about according to Chizkiah? What's the point of being makish dam lamai? Mashma, that's the only problem. But to use it for dog food would be mutter. Ah, that's because Shanei Evam Nachai Titzki Shledam. Yechtiv Rak Chazak Levetiyeh Chol Adam. Ki Adamu Hanefesh Velo Tuchal Hanefesh Ima Basar. So therefore it's all together. So Lechizki Elomai Yochot Ayitki Shevim Nachai Vadam. Om Lecha, there's no such hekesh. It's Dam that was Yikish Levim Nachai. To tell me my Evam Nachai Asur, Avdam Nachai Asur, referring to Dam HaKasa Shanefesh Yotzabo. What about Shara Niska? The Rachman Amar Lo Yeachel Et Bissarov. The time he marched, which Shemesh Kolisa Kala Shara Niyodei Shi Devela Nevela Asur Bachla Mata But Lomer Lo Yeachel Magil Lecha Katuv Shim Shachato Liachash Dimar Dino. It's still Asur. In the Ela Bachila Ba'ana Minayetam And Lomar Uva'al Hashor Naki. My Mashper from there. Shem Ben Zomo Merkadam Shem Lo Kaviro. This guy was done plumb cleaned out. Yatsa Plani Naki Menachasav. But lo yachel would have been mashmi yisrachila and yisrana not. Lo'olam lo yachel is yisrachila and yisrana mashmi. Ba'al ha'shor naki is not for the meat. It's for hana'at oro de'ata. The yitzrach, sark, that I mean lo yachel bisarok, the mashmi dafke basar, but not the orka mashmi lan. That Bala Shornaki from Chatzi Kofer, who Bala Shornaki from the Mevel Adot, Hana'as Oromin Alahu, Nafkalu mi et Bisaro, et meaning Hatafel Bisaro, Vidak et Lodorish Kiritania, Shimon Amsuni, Varanachem Yamsuni, I Dorish Kalatim Shipatora, Givanchi Gila et Hashem Lakakat Yapirish, Omnula Tamidab Revi, Kalatim Shadarash, the Mata Helian, Omalam Kishem Shikibab Ishara Dusha, כך אני מקבל שכר על הפרישה, עד שבא רבי עקיבא ודרש את השם לוקח עתירה, לרבות תלמידי חכמים, והרי אור לו. תחבון אמר, אלים לא יהיה אחר, וטעני, הרי אלים לא יהיה אחר, אין לי איסור אכילה, מנין שלא יהנה ממנו, שלא יצבע בו, שלא ידליק בו את הנר, תלמד לא מבער, אתם אור לתו הרי אלים, לא יהיה אחר. לרבות את כולם, תאם לקדם לכם נבער, אתם אור לתו הרי אלים, הלאו, אוקיי, אבא מין ישראל אכילה משהו, ישראל נעה לא משהו. ליולם לא יהיה אכל משהו בין ישראל אכילה, בין ישראל נעה. ושאני אתם, תכתיב לכם. וישחסק, אתם נכתיב לכם, את מין שלכם יהיה לכל צורככם. גם השמלן. So, נעש תכתיבי, ענך קרוי, what's לכם for? וכדי תעניה לכם, לרבות את הנטוע לרבים, רבי ידע אומר להוציא את הנטוע לרבים. מה איתם נתנה כמה? Tem, which would have been mashma to all yechidim, but the rabbim lo mashma. Katav rachmana lachem to include even etanatu al rabbim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says on the contrary, tem mashma bein rabbim bein liyachid. But so is lachem bein liyachid bein rabbim mashma. Avi ribui achar ribui, ein ribui achar ribui, ela lema'ed. You'll notice, of course, that in functional terms, we haven't discovered a single difference between the sheet. It always boils down to the same thing anyway. We'll have to go through it at the end.